16, and go more into the Kirtan course and stay more with the devotees here. It's definitely a different atmosphere than staying in Frankfurt or Paris or anywhere else. It has a very, let me say, a divine atmosphere. Very, very, very nice. When I go to my room, I pass by Tulasi Devi, and this morning I left the door open, and a cat came in my room. I joyfully greeted the cat because I knew it was a resident of Radhadesh. It's not an ordinary cat. it's a very nice state. Today my class will be a little bit philosophical. Also the devotees who are regularly listening to class, they will see something new in which I personally have discovered only a few, maybe 1 month ago. It's a very analytical point that you may have to listen quite attentively, so I'm already warning you. So let us start, please.
Yeah.
Shambhai Paramahamsa Prabhupada Vicharya Sutra Sutta Chitamati Divine Grace Srila Vicharanada Vinda Srila Bhakti Vidhan Swami Maharaj Srila Prabhupada Ki Manan Sputi Vaishnavarinda Ki Samaveta Bhakta Vrinda Ki Gaura Premanandi Hare Hare All glories to the Assembled Devotees. All glories to the Assembled Devotees. All glories to Sri Sri Guru and Sri Guru. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. May I ask you for the book? I actually only have my notes here. I want the book that is required for the...
With this specific verse?
Yes. Actually, if you want one, I'm sure I have the book in my room. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Chintamani Krishna,
Nama Chintamani Krishna,
Chaitanya Rasa Vikray,
Chaitanya Rasa Vikray,
Puna Shudho Nidya Mukto,
Puna Shudho Nidya Mukto,
Vinat Vang Namana Amino,
Vinat Vang Namana Amino.
Someone else, I know, I think this verse is well known, and we don't need to practice chanting it so long. Please.
Nama Chintamani Krishna.
Nama Chintamani Krishna.
Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha.
Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha.
Purna Shudho Nitya Mukto.
Purna Shudho Nitya Mukto.
Nama Chintamani Krishna.
Nama Chintamani Krishna.
Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha.
Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha.
Purna Shudho Nitya Mukto.
Purna Shudho Nitya Mukto.
Vinatvan Nama Namino.
Vinatvan Nama Namino.
Matajis, please.
Nama Chintamani Krishna.
Nama Chintamani Krishna.
Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha.
Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha.
Purna Shudho Nitya Mukto.
Purna Shudho Nitya Mukto.
Vinatvan Nama Namino.
Vinatvan Nama Namino.
Thank you. Namaha. Transcendentally blissful giver of all spiritual benedictions.
Krishna.
Not different from Krishna.
Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha.
The form of all transcendental mellows.
The form of all transcendental mellows.
Purnaha. Complete. Shuddha. Pure without material contamination.
Pure without material contamination.
Nitya.
Nitya.
Eternal.
Eternal.
Mukta.
Mukta.
Liberated.
Liberated.
Abhinatva.
Abhinatva.
Due to not being different.
Due to not being different.
Nama.
Nama.
Of the holy name.
Of the holy name.
Namino. And of the person who has the name. Yes. Translation. The holy name of Krishna is transcendentally blissful. It bestows all spiritual benediction. For it is Krishna himself, the reservoir of all pleasure. Krishna's name is complete, and it is the form of all transcendental mellows. It is not a material name under no circumstances. And it is no less powerful than Krishna himself. Since Krishna's name is not contaminated by the material qualities, there is no question of its being involved with Maya. Krishna's name is always liberated and spiritual. It is never conditioned by the laws of material nature. This is because the name of Krishna and Krishna himself are identical. There is no purport, but I will read something from the previous purport, which explains, the Prabhupada explains the main point which I would like to raise today. Today I want to talk about something very otherworldly. Do you know the English word otherworldly? It means it's really not from this world. There is no difference between Krishna's body and himself, or between his name and himself. But as far as the conditioned soul is concerned, that's us, one's name is different from one's body, for one's original form and so on. So I'm reading from the last section of the purport. It is a fact, however, that the name of Krishna and Krishna the person are both spiritual. Everything about Krishna is transcendental, blissful, and objective. For a conditioned soul, the body is different from the soul, and the name given by the Father is also different from the soul. The conditioned living entity's identification with material objects keeps him from attaining his actual position. Although he is an eternal servant of Krishna, he acts so differently. The Svarupa, or actual identification of the living entity, is described by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as Jivera Svarupaya Krishnera Nityadas. The conditioned soul has forgotten the real activities of his original position. However, this is not the case with Krishna. Krishna's name and his person are very different from each other.
No.
I was just checking if you are spacing out, so let me read this again. Of course, I said something wrong. My dear devotees, you are only five of you were concentrated. The rest was still. The body was here, but the mind was in your sleeping bed. So here it is for you. I made such an offense by reading it wrong that I'm here. I found it now. Krishna's name and his person are identical. There's no such thing as Maya Krishna, because Krishna is not a product of the material creation. There is no difference between Krishna's body and his soul. Krishna is simultaneously both soul and body. The distinction between body and soul applies to conditioned souls only. The body of the conditioned soul is different from the soul, and the conditioned soul's name is different from his body. one may be named Mr. John. But if we call for Mr. John, Mr. John may never actually appear. You know, I may sit here and chant and call out the name. Oh, His Holiness Kadamba Kanana Maharaj. But Kadamba Kanana Maharaj is maybe in South Africa, and if I call his name, he cannot be here at the same time. But Krishna, no problem. However, if we utter the holy name of Krishna, Krishna is immediately present on our tongue. In the Padma Purana, Krishna says, Yatra gayanti mat bhakta tatra tishtami Narada. Oh Narada, I'm present wherever my devotees are chanting. When the devotees therefore chant the holy name of Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Lord Krishna is immediately present. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Prasharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Parashkatyade Shatarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Adaita Gadadha Shri Vasavi Gaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. For me personally, this verse is a very, very enigmatic verse. It's a mystery, because in it is established in our Shastra that Krishna and His name are identical. And that by chanting Krishna's name, you are actually in contact with Krishna. Haridas Thakur makes this point. He says, Lord Krishna's form and name are not different. They are Lord Krishna Himself, dancing in different dancing places. But it's the same Krishna. You know, Krishna in his form may be engaged at this moment to take the cows out to the grazing fields of Vrindavan, and at the same time Krishna can be present here in Radhadesh if Pandu chants the holy name. It's the same Krishna dancing at different dancing places. One at the forests of Vrindavan, and the second dancing on Pandu's tongue here in Belgium. Just think about this. Isn't this a wonderful concept? Krishna dancing on different dancing places. One is the forest, the other is the tongue of a dear devotee of him who is chanting his holy name. Now, this is because Krishna, Swarupa, his form and his naam, it are not different from each other. And my dear devotees, how will you understand this with your mind? Have you ever tried? Krishna is identical with his name. This is so difficult that even the great Vedic scholar Hanuman has great problems understanding this. Once there was a businessman who was not able to spend much time on sadhana, so he was told to chant the holy name whenever he has free time. So he felt my only free time is when I'm on the toilet. I also, when I was a young person, I hope this is not really common. I was very much a reader. I liked so much reading. Still, I like reading so much. But the only time I had was when I was going, let us say, good American, but into the restroom. Restroom. A bath, bathing room, you know, when I was there for doing some private activities, which I will not say about. So this man had the same feeling. I want to chant, but I have no time. So let me chant when I'm in the bathing room, passing. So he was just passing with great effort. And he was chanting while he was passing, Ram, Ram, Ram. So Hanuman was at that time coming by the bathing room, and he heard someone was chanting the beloved names of his Lord in the bathing room. He became very, very curious. What is going on? This is a place where normally one should not chant. So he was breaking into the door and he saw this man. He was just, you know, in the final stages of completing his bathroom activity. And he was simultaneously chanting, Ram, Ram, Ram. Hanuman thought, so disrespectful and so absolutely bad, that he went to this man and began to beat him. What do you think you do? You are doing, you're doing this dirty activity, it already starts to smell, and you're daring to chant the name of the most purest, merciful personality, Lord Ram, take this. Bang, 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 bang. So then Hanuman continued his journey to Ayodhya Dham, where he wanted to see Lord Ram. But as he was coming to the palace demanding entry, the guards told him that Lord Ram was not in a position to see anyone that day. He was extremely ill. Hanuman thought, I am Hanuman, always can see Ram, and if he's ill, then he needs me even more. So he climbed up the balconies in the back of the palace and came to one room which was darkened. There was the veil, what was it called? The Gardinsky? The curtains. Thank you. But he nevertheless went in, and there on the bed he saw Lord Rama groaning and pain. Rama said, "My Lord, it's Hanuman. What is the matter?" The Ram turned around and looked at Hanuman and said, Why are you asking? You were the one who brought me all this pain. What? Said Hanuman. I've just come. And also, I would never, ever give you any pain. I would protect you from all pain. Hanuman, you were beating me today so intensely. I'm blue all over the place. What? I was beating you. Hanuman, When will you ever understand that my name, myself are identical? This man was chanting. He was chanting in the bathroom because he had no time. He was chanting very nicely. He was chanting, "Ooh, so good." I was immediately there. I was dancing on his tongue. Like here in Harinam Chaitanya, we see Lord Krishna's form and also Rama's form and name are no different. They are Lord Krishna himself dancing in different dancing places. So Lord Ram said, "I was dancing on the tongue with joy. This is a conditioned soul is finally chanting my name. And what do? You beat this man." And I was protecting this man by taking the your beatings on my own bed. Hanuman, when will you ever understand? And with these words, the Lord rose from his bed and embraced Hanuman. He didn't feel any pain. He's transcendental, beyond pain and pleasure. But how are you? Are you understanding that Krishna is identical to this name? Is it possible for you, Manoha? It's very difficult, isn't it? Therefore, yesterday in our Kirtan course, we did something. We gave the devotees a deity which they can worship. It's called the Naam Traktaka, the letters of the holy name, just so that they understand it. There are many, many devotees who are chanting, who are having this deity or the name, Krishna's name, on the altar, and they worship the name with offerings of foodstuffs, offerings of ceremonies, aratis, etc. Just because they understand or want to understand, either they understand or they want to understand how Krishna is there in the holy name and can be worshipped in the holy name. With everything else, with artics and so on. That Rupa Goswami has written about this. He said, "Oh, holy name, the Upanishads are worshipping you by making arati to your lotus feet." And by saying the holy name, you have lotus feet, and the Upanishads are standing there offering an arati lamp to the lotus feet. Rupa Goswami wants to tell us that, see, the name and Krishna are identical. But alas means, oh vaya, we are not able to perceive this, because in our chanting we are producing clouds and fog which cover the pure holy name, so that we can't see him. We can't see Lord Krishna or have contact with Lord Krishna. This morning I talked to a very nice devotee about the need to teach devotees to chant cloudless and fogless holy names, or to chant the holy name proper. Haridas Thakur, in the third chapter of Harinam Chintamani, says, "The holy name shines like the sun and destroys the darkness of ignorance. However," that's a big problem, "clouds and fog again and again cover the sun of the holy name." We are reminded of Radhadesh. Radhadesh, most of the time, is cloudy and misty and foggy. You can shoot a mystery movie here. Very, very misty atmosphere. Misty means there's fog and clouds. I'm totally surprised. Radhadesh, I think, or let us say the what is it, Ardennes, these are the Ardennes mountains. Maybe we have made so many offenses by calling the weather to be worse even than in London. For this week it will be very sunny. Manu has informed us that this week there will be sufficient sun for everyone to appreciate. But see, the sun is always there, even in Radhadesh, even in London. It is only sometimes, or most of the time, covered. In the same way, Krishna is always there, my dear devotees, especially when you chant. You make contact with Krishna because he is identical with his name. However, you have to learn to not create fog and mist which covers the name so that you can't see the name. So when we chant Hare Krishna, but the name is covered, we feel almost like people who are coming to a place where the sun is covered. We shiver, we feel unpleasant, we feel not connected. In the scriptures it says that there are two types of coverings of the holy name. One is fog, the fog of ignorance, and the other covering are the clouds of anattas. I will be a little technical here, but it is not. I won't go too much into detail because I want to go into another detail. These anattas are asat Krishna, that is thirst for worldly material things. Do you have sometimes thirst for worldly material things? It is there. Yeah, no need to tell. We know what you mean. Cars, maybe, or certain hairstyles, or certain food, or I remember Prabhupada in the beginning said no chocolate, and devotees, you know, almost had nervous breakdowns. What? I've given up everything. No chocolate. I remember when I came to Krishna consciousness and the devotee said, no worldly music. What? I said, but Rolling Stones is not worldly. I can't get no satisfaction. That's worldly, no? That he also say, no sense gratification. Yeah. And so on. But the devotee said, no worldly music. No. And I kept this asat Krishna, thirst for worldly material things. Hridaya Durbalya is anatta, which is quite present. It is a weakness of the heart. The weakness of the heart means you have actually understood with your mind what should be done and what should not be done. But something inside of you, it's your heart, or you could say your subconsciousness, is just pushing you to do things against your better knowledge. And then aparada and offenses. These are the three anattas. Asat Krishna, thirst for material things, vidaya dhubalya, weakness of the heart, and aparada. However, my dear devotees, if you chant the holy name in a specific way, which I will tell you in a moment, then the clouds and fog of will slowly go. Will go. It's like this. When under certain conditions, the sun may be covered with mist and fog, but after some time, the sun is breaking through the clouds and breaking through the mist and the fog. You can see this very nicely in the winter time in Radha Desh, when it's covered and there's fog outside, but the sun nevertheless around 11 o'clock pierces through and uncovers it. So in the same way, the holy name maybe, or Krishna may be covered for us, but if we learn to chant in a certain way, then the holy name of Krishna will be uncovered. This chanting is called Namabhasa, or which will uncover Krishna eventually. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, one who understands this stage, Namabhasa, will attain pure chanting of the holy name. By the mercy of the holy name, that soul who chants with Namabhasa will cross over the ocean of birth and death. Now it gets very technical, but are you awake, Umesh? Your brain is working today, Mano?
Yes.
Our well-engaged Manocha, you are ready? You are ready? Fasting, you are steady in your seating position. Our Manjis are ready?
Yeah.
Ready, let's learn something. Good. See, when the holy name is covered by our imperfections, what we chant really is the shadow of the holy name. It's an abhasa, which is not yet the real thing, so to say. If you and me would chant the Shuddhanam, the pure name, which is totally uncovered from all material stuff, my dear devotees, we would dance, we would laugh, and we would cry. We would dance from happiness, being in Krishna's presence. We would laugh because Krishna does such extraordinary pastimes, and we would see them, for instance, like his stealing butter, and we would laugh, and we would cry because Krishna sometimes disappears from the vision of his devotee, and then we are very sad, and we would cry. We would laugh so much that you have not heard anyone laughing in this world. And when Krishna disappears for even a fraction of a moment from our vision, we would cry so much that in this world there is no crying like this. But it is ecstatic, and it is not painful. It is another form of ecstasy, that's all. But we cannot yet chant like this because we are still covered, and the holy name is covered for us, and therefore we are doing chanting in practice, and we do something. How Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, when one chants with faith in Krishna, with knowledge of his relationship with Lord Krishna, the result of chanting is that love for Lord Krishna arises. When one chants such Namabhasa with faith, anattas quickly flee. Let's make it simple. If you have faith in Lord in this chanting of the holy name, like we discussed yesterday, and if you understand, I am the part of Krishna, I belong to Krishna. I don't belong to Germany or Belgium or Spain. I belong really to Krishna. My body only belongs to Germany or Belgium or Spain. Has a certain name. My body has a certain name, a passport, identity. But I am really different from the body. I know this, and I have a relationship with Krishna. If you chant like this, your chanting will be like the rising sun, which will make all the clouds of anattas quickly flee. Now, but if you don't chant with such face, that you have a relationship with Krishna, belong to Him, and with such knowledge that you are a part of Krishna, then this result will not come. If you chant faithless and without knowledge of your relationship, you can actually chant for millions of years and you will not feel close to Krishna. So there are a few namabhasas where this faith is not there, but the chanting is going on. There is, for instance, it's called the Achraddha Chaya Namabhas. This namabhas is the stage of chanting when one chants unknowingly without much faith in the holy name. And there are four types of this ignorant chanting, and you can find out where you are now. There is this faithless chanting where you chant the holy name while you really think of another person. We have two turtle pigeons in Goloka Dham who are very much in love with each other. Young devotees, and we call them turtle pigeons in German, Turteltauben. And they may chant, but they are not with Krishna. They are with thinking of their new discoveries. Then there is something Parihasya Ashrada Chaya Namabhas. It means when you chant the holy name while laughing or making fun of the Lord. Like, for instance, Jarasandha was chanting the holy name when he was making fun of Krishna Balaram. I also saw this chanting on Queen's Day. Is it now called Queen's Day or is it now King's Day? Day. Queen? Why not Queen? Queen is in Maya.
She had said it, so now we have Queen.
Ah, Queen died.
No, she stepped down.
She stepped down.
Yes, and she.
Why?
She was old and she wanted her son to.
Old age, and her son should come. So now King's Day. Something where Heineken celebrates its success in Amsterdam. Heineken is a beer company and everyone is getting drunk there. And then when the devotees come, people very often chant jokingly or making fun. Oh, you are a Krishna, you have the same orange dress as I have. They dress all in orange in the King's Day. They laugh and dance around. But good-hearted, I saw, good-hearted. It's not a very nice people. But they chant out of. They have no fun, no faith in Krishna when they say, ah, he's done it, he's done it. And therefore they will not attain love of Krishna, you know. Then there's Stova Ashrada Chaya Namabhas. It means that you chant the holy names, but you criticize the Lord. Oh, this Krishna is too much, you know. And then it's Hela Ashrada Chaya Namabhas, where you chant the holy names unknowingly, while you dance and sing in the presence of the congregational chanting. One god brother of Prabhupada has criticized us severely. He has said, you do chanting in the streets of the capital towns and you encourage people to chant, but they will not chant the name. They will chant totally without faith because they don't know about Krishna. And they will not obtain love of Krishna from all this chanting. Do you understand his argument?
Yes.
They will chant Ashrada Chaya Namabhas, means a shadow with chanting, but without faith. We do shadow chanting with faith, but they, because we know something about Krishna. But these people don't know about Krishna, and therefore, because they have no faith in Krishna, when they chant, there is no result. Our response to this is, as our venerable Vaishnava Thakur, he is a god brother of our spiritual master, we have respect for. There is some little benefit for these people. It says these four types of faithless shadow chanting can give us the heavenly pleasures. People who do this become get heavenly pleasures, liberation, and in very rare cases, Vaikuntha. But no pure love of God. That's true. Only when you chant with faith the holy name, then you will reach the state of love of Krishna. If you just chant unconsciously, without any faith in Krishna, and without thinking of a relationship with Krishna, you will not gain Krishna consciousness, really. You will get heavenly planets, paradise, which is not what the soul really looks for. Now, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, and I warned you, Haridas Thakur actually, says that there is another type of shadow chanting. Can you still hear? It is called Pratibimba. Pratibimba, it means it's like a reflection. For instance, if I walk by a pond, I will see my reflection in the water of the pond, which will dance according to the water, the waves of the pond. it will dance, and my face will sometimes look like and sometimes it will look like and my head will come up here, and my cheeks come out here. So in this way, it is distorted. This happens when someone chants the holy name with an intense desire to become God. Many Mayavadis, I hope they don't, well, they can listen to this. Many Mayavadis in the New Age scene, there's this New Age scene, and Kirtan is now very favorable, and I heard even big Mayavadi institutions, Maharishi University, they chant, but their understanding is not that I have a relationship with Krishna, I am his servant, but their understanding is, no, I'm God. I'm just a little bit clouded now under the modes, but if I am enlightened, I will see I'm God. And such chanting does not bring any good results. And actually, it keeps the soul away from devotional service, and it pulls it down. Another type of perverted or distorted chanting is when you think that the holy name is only a sadhana which you give up when you have reached your goal. I think we as devotees must be a little bit careful about this one, that we think, oh, this chanting is good for peace. I remember when I was going to distribute the books of my spiritual master on the streets of Hamburg, I understood, I better chant before so that I can distribute books, because if I don't chant, I will be so disturbed that I will not be much different than the people to whom I want to give the book. So I will not be able to convince them really that they need to do something spiritual. The holy name is not a practice which will bring you to a goal. It is Krishna. And this Pratibimba Namabhas, where you chant to become God, or where you chant, oh, I'm doing this for some time to give it up and I'm alright, will only increase the defects in the heart. It will not take away the weakness of the heart. So what I wish to explain in this lecture, I make now my final point, is if you enter the school of the holy name, you must learn to chant the holy name free from offenses and free from ignorance. If you continue to make to be covered with anattas, and you increase the anattas, the holy name will be there, but not for you. It will be like the sun over the Adenic mountains, which is most of the time covered with clouds and fog. So in order to remove the clouds and the fogs, you must chant what is technically called Chaya Namabhas and avoid Shraddha Chaya, no, what is it called? Shraddha Chaya Namabhas. With faith, you must chant, and you must avoid Ashraddha Chaya Namabhas, and also Pratibimba Namabhas. Is this clear for you, or is it too technical and absolutely boring? This is very, very important. My dear devotees, I have been in California at a Bhakti Yoga festival. Ooh. Oh. I'm a simple man from a village in Europe. It's called Hamburg. I was never in these big towns like New York and Los Angeles, and I was not knowing what is a Bhakti Fest in California. I saw things there under the name of Bhakti and under the name of Kirtan, which are really Pratibimba Namabhas or Ashraddha Chaya Namabhas, you know. And I could see these people will never ever, if someone doesn't take some compassion upon them and explain to them there is a pure son of the holy name waiting for them to make them totally ecstatic and fill their hearts with a love they have never even been able to dream about. But they must enter the road of proper chanting. They must avoid the anattas and the ignorance which covers the soul, and start to chant with the holy name with faith that this is Krishna actually, and I'm related to Krishna. What this means is really, you sit down and you should take a moment time actually before you chant your japa or before you chant your kirtan. Therefore, many devotees do what we have learned yesterday. They offer prayers. O Krishna, you are in your threefold bending form, your Trivanga Rupa. You are here. You are coming as I do my kirtan practice. And they worship Krishna with the flowers of their attention. They worship Krishna with the flowers of their attention as they chant. They become pujaris, priests. When they sing, they understand the Lord is appearing here. Where is devotee's chant? I don't want that the Lord is covered with clouds and fog for me. And they say prayers. And my dear devotees, the best prayer which I know before chanting is taking shelter of the most merciful of Krishna's incarnation, Gauranga Nityananda, who, when you chant, don't consider your anattas and aparadas. In fact, they remove these anattas and aparadas. The mantra, most of you know, let us please raise our voice and chant.
Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasati Gaura Bhaktavinoda.
We do a kirtan mela annually. I mean, before the deities of Krishna Chaitanya, Nityananda, and Advaita, Gadadhara, and devotees who have chanted a maximum amount of time there have described great miracles in their Krishna consciousness, because the deities are so absolutely merciful. It's in Sridhar Mayapur. Last year there was a scandal or a sensation which went all over the internet. It was the biggest Krishna conscious sensation for a long time. There were photos which were showing that the deities were, that there was water running down from the ears. Eyes, I'm sorry. And all over the world, there was talk that we are seeing the Lord crying in ecstasy. Even devotees came from Dubai to see this and photograph it. I saw devotees. Some devotees jumped into the airplane in America and came there just to see this scene. Later, there was a heated discussion if this was actual tears, or if we can see the tears already, or if it was just condensed water, because devotees had seen the same water running down the shoulders also, and from every part, so they thought it can't be just tears, it is something else. And no, I leave it up to the devotees who like to discuss these things. I'm personally not in favor. I think the Lord cries all this, but we can't see Him as long as our vision is impure. So let the others discuss this. I am on neither this side nor that side of the argument. But what I wanted to express is that everyone who chants before the Panchavatara deity describes, it's called in English epiphanies or epiphanies. Where are our English people? Andrew, how do we say epiphany? Epiphany, thank you. That they come on a very high level of consciousness because of the mercy of Panchatattva or Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Nityananda, who seem to very quickly remove the fog and the clouds from a devotee's heart. So what we will learn in the workshop this morning is this cloud-piercing chanting, this cloud-removal chanting. It is technically called the Shraddha Chaya Namabhas. It's chanting with faith and with the knowledge this is Krishna. And if you do this, the clouds and the fog, which is so problematic in material life, will flee away. I think there are sometimes devotees in our movement who said, this chanting has not worked for me. Yet it is because you chant not Shraddha Chaya Namabhas, but you chant Ashraddha Chaya Bhas or Pratibimba Namabhas. And I think if we put all the technical jargon on the side and just ask ourselves what makes Krishna appear in my life, it's really that spiritual knowledge of that you have a relationship, you and me, Krishna, have a relationship, we have something going between us since eternal times, we chant with this faith. Krishna. I want to end here and see if you have some questions to this lecture. Gaura Hari and Gaura Govinda and Manu and the question. Yes.
I was just thinking, most of us, we are trying to move from Nama Aparat to Nama Bas in our chanting, and we see people like you were mentioning in the street who might just say, oh, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, and they are already in Nama Bas. So is it that the holy name is specially mercy to the non-devotees, or how can we or are we not chanting Nama Aparat?
See, Namabhas, there are different types of Namabhas, first of all. The people on the street, they make, I have to also look it up, because Hela or Shova, it's a science, What they do is, Stoba Achrada, Stoba, parihas, yeah, this means laughing, making fun. Ashada means without faith. Chaya, the shadow chanting. Namabhas, the twilight, something is coming. Like the sun, when it's just rising, you see, you don't see the sun, but it's coming, soon will come. This is an abhas stage, no? It's a twilight. So they are in this twilight zone. Parihasya Ashraddha Chaya Namabhas. The holy name is very merciful. Now the devotees who practice Krishna consciousness and they chant, they are in the Shraddha Chaya Namabhas stage. That is, they chant the holy name with the faith that about the glories of the holy name, and they know that there is a relationship which I have with Krishna. Krishna is God and I'm his servant. And this type of chanting brings love of Godhead. These people on the street who do this funny chanting don't get love of Godhead. They don't get what is meant for the devotees because they have no faith in Krishna. The devotees have faith in Krishna. And it's really, you know, the chanting is called Chintamani Chua. What is in your mind while you chant? This is what you get. When you have faith and you have a relationship, you are aware of a relationship, Guru Hari, the holy name will make your existence into someone who is more faithful and who will realize his constitutional position. If you, however, touch the holy name, like the people on King's stage, with joking, they also touch it, but there is no consciousness about Krishna. And they will, when they are chanting out of fun, they get more material pleasures by this. It's a different result altogether. I'm very grateful that you have answered asked this question. I encourage you to make a photocopy of my lecture notes to understand this. Yeah. I only became aware a few weeks ago what are the results, different results for the different types of matter. Therefore, Guru Hari, if you want love of God and not just material pleasure or heavenly planets from your chanting, you need to chant in a mood which we call the Sambandha chanting, with the connection with Krishna. This is the wealth of the Hare Krishna movement. It is not in other, every movement gives different things, but this is our speciality, our special recipe, to chant with a knowledge of our relationship with Krishna. Others don't have this, because for them Krishna is not as the Lord whom they worship, but they feel they are God only in a covered state. You know our friend, we have one friend, Syamdas, who has unfortunately left his body a few years ago. He was very much going to the yoga scene always and spreading chanting in the yoga scene, and he said, "Boy, man, I need some good association with this yoga scene. They don't believe in God, they all think they are God. And they chant, but how do they chant? Not with a sense of relationship. They will never get Krishna by this chanting." But there is some benefit. Let us not say that there is no benefit. People get to chant the holy name a little, and something happens for everyone who gets to know. Only when they are convinced Mayavadis, they will remain in trouble. So there was our Gaur Govinda. Gaur Govinda, you have such a good name.
Thank you very much. You said they will never get the benefit, but and you said they will get some type of benefit. Can you a little bit elaborate on that?
Yeah.
How the passage through these
if phases? They are just picking up the chanting without faith in Krishna, but they just like the music, which is for many people there, then they will get what is called Hare Krishna, Ashrada Chaya Namabhas. But if they are convinced Mayavada, so they will get benefit. But if they are Mayavadis who say we were chanting to become God, to become just free from our clouds and then we are God, their benefit is not there, because it's an offense. I can see nice music, and what are we doing then? And our Gaur Govinda thought process are very, very obvious for me. See these yoga people, they don't know anything. about this developed philosophy. If they would listen to one lecture of Shankaracharya, they would faint. It's so intellectual, and so on. They are, you know, innocent. They are not really. Most of them are just. They are not having a philosophically carved out position. They have nothing against Krishna, most of them. But there are a few Mayavadis, and I could have seen them, who become very disturbed when there is when you present Krishna. Mm-hmm. It's these people who are envious and who have made up their mind that this Krishna, talking about Krishna as a god separate from earth, is all, then they give a bad word for this, you know. They are not able to make advancement. But most of the people are innocent. If they hear from them, they go, yes. If they hear from devotees, they go, yes. It's logical, and so on. Hare Krishna. So please continue spreading kirtan. So the people, is this 10 o'clock?
No.
So our last question is by Manu. Yes, Manu, please.
Most of the question was actually the same as Guru Hari's, but I had a further thought that I was trying to understand. If someone is chanting, but ignorant chanting, can they actually commit an offense since they're chanting with ignorance? And if the answer is no, they won't, well, because the holy name is so merciful, they're not exactly committing offense, does this mean that we have much more to lose? They maybe have less to gain than we have, but we have much more to lose than they do.
Yeah, it's a good point. Those who are doing out of ignorance these things, who are not malicious, you know, in their heart, that means they don't intentionally mean hurt and harm. They will get some benefit, but not the desired goal of the Vaishnavas, love of Godhead. Huh? They will get something before. Now, devotees who are on this path but then commit offenses, it is very serious. When Lord Chaitanya asked Haridas Thakur to speak about the offenses, Haridas was at first hesitant. He said, these are so terrible and so bad, these offenses, that I'm trembling when I think of them. So, yes, we will not. Yes, we are on this. We must be careful. It is absolutely necessary. Therefore, in the Kirtan course, I think starting from tomorrow, this will be taught how to avoid them. It's a razor's edge. This is what we hear. Prabhupada has said, if you have a razor, these razor blades, and you try to, you can cut yourself. But this is all the mystical part. This is a very mystical. I don't want to say, in our language, mystical means something which I don't intend to say. Deeply spiritual part. They always tell you, you can only reach the goal if you practice nyamas and niyamas. That means certain rules how to bring it to perfection, what you should do and what you should not do. We are not talking here about the four rules of rules and regulations. They are also of primary importance, but I'm talking now about something else. It's the nyamas and niyamas are just rules which make your practice perfect, and if you break them, then the practice won't work for you. And for us, in chanting Hare Krishna, one niyama, that means what we don't do, is this apparatus. Our practice will not bring the result that we do it. Good. So I know there is another question by you, Prabhu, but we have to start with a workshop. Please keep the question in mind, park it, or write it down. Next time, next lecture, a morning lecture, you can come and ask it. So I want to now thank you very much for being with us this morning. There is a brief announcement. At 10:30, we will meet in the classroom. By now, you know it's the same classroom. Please try to be your punctual selves. You have now 1.5 hours to prepare yourself for the workshop. It will be 2 hours long, so please do everything you need to do now. And I see you there in good shape with your infectious smiles. Hare Krishna.
His Holiness Satchinanda Swami Ki
Jai.